centerfold. A breathing umbrella centered on stalks, I finally stretch unfurling curves past diamond edges of hemicubes to perch on a kite. Bending the mirrors of aluminum corners, I catch fleeting sight of love's delight, now a flickering moth still in butter light. Dancing between stereopticon eyes, love sizes me up to supersize, turning my pages past out ages, through the balls and boxes to the stapled centerfold of now. Full of itself in the sun-drenched light, my hourglass moves from the magnet fridge to center point at the scissors store for a badly needed manicure, piercing tender holes in my stainless steel screen to freedom. Riverine. A smattering of strangers who write, writers who say strange things, speckles the river gravel out on a 19th century picnic with no food but 21st century words. Each a little island of complexity assigned the task of seeing what is there. As one writes, the shadow of her penned hand makes a towered gazebo, and the sweetest solo song from some unwatched bird paints the afternoon breeze in candied, translucent ink. Seven small seated people, tiny literary lights strung along the riverbank with the soft rush of the Russian and the secret words of wind in their ears, all at peace on the outside, while inside each one rages red cascades, rolling, roiling macrophage and the acid bath dissolving lunch to sell food. Serotonin sending its all-is-well signals to synapses stops to inhale a poem and the scent of ripening plums. From San Rafael Hill. High hill seats nothing on my mind. Mountain biker plows past on a downhill fling. Peruvian flute born for mountains floats. Late November landscape shimmers with unexpected sun. Still juicy with life in the hourglass, I live this discontinuous space lapse movie with only faith or fate as saving soundtrack. Placebo medicine triggers systems. Work path opens up a big hole. I careen off the walls with the kids, visual reality style. Look to mountaintops for comfort and coordinates. Climb parallel peaks to gaze at big magic still above, never left its sight. Messages traipse back, you are this, you are that. Still catching armored rays, letting others judge while what is needed is way inside. And when the world turned rainbow parfait, what was in those leaves, I sighed. Placebo, he replied, his usual ironies in the fire. Highest quality, said I. It was enough for then. Disaster dances around frilly hope in a wild tarantella. Then that glum, headachy sky can transmute to sun once again in the wink of an eye. Whose joke is this, the way it is, in this state on the very far edges of things, a complex, bitter, sweet tang? I give thanks for my life in California. Promontory. Winter sun warms my face like a candle flame space heater lying here out of time. Two women could be anyone and her friend and any age. Up here, out here, on the edge of millennia, like a Renoir oil of young girls, all rosy-cheeked and full of hope. Rolling hills, khaki-furred down to the sea cliffs, over an ocean full of satin-painted light, fast drifting in its wrinkled waves so lackadaisical. As if time didn't matter, life stages didn't matter, gray grinding singlehood, love's lost, all those unfulfilled ambitions, all the gilded guilts and the whole darn schedule, no matter at all, left far behind in the loaded lowlands. Even the wind pays its respects to this spot by keeping still. Even my rolling stew of blame and fear hangs back, ashamed, before your Serene Highness, promontory with no name. House Hunter. I was looking for a house. The texture of the day was honey and apricots. I sat between plump cats and lithe tigers. I wanted to ooze between the cracks of blue cobalt bottles lined up on a Virgo's windowsill, each filled with a different sunny grain. I was looking for a house to hold the old dreams all grown and gone off to college, the Nobel Prize-winning seed of the brilliant sea captain, the old offshoots of genius asleep for all time at the deep end of my genetic pool. I pictured the poet and philosopher waiting together at the top of the mountain for the Dalai Lama of Tibet to descend to them by helicopter. Waiting for Dolly, I cracked, and they both laughed. One had a leg cast and crutches. I don't remember who. I was looking for a house that remembers. Perhaps the proverbial A-frame, its vast redwood windows reflecting pools of California light into my blue-gray eyes. I scanned the ads for a house without cages and unwritten contracts and rageaholic lies. A house that wouldn't turn me into a housewife married to itself, or make me a pack rat or eat me up. A reliable house without inside locks for comings and goings that frames my pictures from wise little baby to hippie-yippie gal to house brand old lady. A house that holds no grudges and scary closets and cobweb corners, but instead elastic gatherings of terry cloth curves to snuggle my stuff. A forgiving house with net chandeliers where grow light falls on old wounds band-aided with invisible scars. A survivor's house, an unconditional house without house meetings and house rules held up by refrigerator magnets. Not moldy old, not formaldehyde new, a midlife house, constructed at the center. A middle road house, a retin-A frame house that settles its foundation under healthy smoothies on kitchen tables through sun-drenched windows. A house that fits my specs of circular halls and permeable walls and a roof of rainbows. Frog Pond Song. Speak out the wish like music. You write with your toes gripping the edges of galaxies. Oh, sensuous dreamboat girl who sings of forever embracing some rippling mensch of a lover in abject awe of your smooth, still undulating melodies. That hunk of a basso profundo thinks nothing of creases and chins, emptied egg baskets and hair gone silver from gold. To him, the lines on your face will trace tender tunes that melt to tears of sweet regret he missed the years that carved them. Speak like music that ceaseless wish for one magnificent union that shifts poles slightly, sings parched earth into sweet relief. Strident discords and cacophonous thrusts for the canopy top mellow to selvic hums under arching crescendos of recognition that this emblazoned other thinks you are beautiful. As the flowered parrot basks on rainbow anthems, he eyes the ancient girl hunched just past the hurricane cage with something like love. Pecks frond, teases perch, chews claw, says hello, assesses the situation. sticking feather in hair brings him clambering down to dump his bowl. The wish is to force into flower, like some Isis-stricken river queen, a place budding and tenderling out your familiar rust-edged dream, significant others encircling, chorusing praises, custom matrix for your opal soul that can't stop shining its triplet signal flares into the heavy-breathing light. Crickets continue to chirp and hope as muscles twinge and shrink, eggs and bone recede with their unborn to sit on sticky vinyl chairs and read outdated magazines in ultimate waiting rooms. Little songs play at the edges of dead people's lips. Before you join, you swear to fill your lungs with life and sing your ditty one more time so sweetly and so right. The destined one leaps every wall in sight and flies straight home to join his song with you alone this sultry summer night. On Hearing Caroline. When I think of all the possible purple fruit alive at one time, sweetly decked and aching to be eaten, with more buds flowering in the wings, it makes it a little easier to walk into the atrium, where little mounds of fading photos pile up beneath their recent trees and wait for indexed albums. Communities of smoke-singed sepia pastels, their crumpled leaves the only record left of brilliant smiles on chartreuse dew-dripped mornings inside ageless landscapes of bird-songed summer sun. Someday, I hope someone does it for me.